Welcome to our daily reflection for Holy Week 2023. My name is the Reverend Andrew Dand, and I, along with everyone else who's contributed to these reflections, hope that they will be a rich place of meeting with Jesus for you as we journey with him through Holy Week. Each day, we begin with a prayer, followed by a Bible reading and reflection. You'll hear the reading a second time before having space for your own prayers. And our time concludes with some final prayers from our church family. Find yourself a comfortable place and we'll begin. We're going to start by centering ourselves on Jesus with some simple breathing. So first begin by taking a deep breath in. Hold it and then let it out. On the next breath in, I'd like you to say the word Jesus in your mind. So breathe in, Jesus, and out. Again, we're going to simply use Jesus' name to help us focus on his presence with us. So we breathe in again, Jesus, and out. We breathe in, Jesus, and out. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice speaking to us as we travel with you this week. Amen.
When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
Do you like to gather around a good meal with family or friends? We certainly do in our house, and so many of my family memories are caught up in meals that we've shared around a table. The dining table can, of course, be a place of both being together and also sharing. And one such meal in Jewish culture is the Passover, a big shared family meal where the whole family get together over food to commemorate God's saving love in action when he liberated his people from slavery in Egypt. Interestingly, it's in this context, round the dining table, with shared food and gathered loved ones, not at an altar or in a temple setting, that Jesus creates what we now call communion. Surrounded by those he loves, his closest friends, his disciples, he shares food, bread and wine, to both explain what is about to happen to him, but also to give us the way to remember him. When we share communion at church, we need to remember that we're gathering around a family dining table together, to share food, and to hear of God's saving love. It's a family meal, not an individual microwave meal for one. As you hear the reading again, I invite you to reflect on what it means to take part in this family meal to you. Do you sense the feeling of being together, the shared and corporate nature of the meal?
When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
Let us bring to the Father our prayers of intercession. Through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world. For forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to seek out those habits of sin, which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, there may grow a rich union in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who make laws, interpret them, and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who weighed down with hardship, failure, or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen.